Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace, celebrating 20 years of discipling others through Charis Bible College worldwide. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is Memorial Day in the U.S., so our helpline is closed. And in the U.K., it's a bank holiday, and so our helpline is closed there, too. This is the last day of our Grace and Faith Convention in Telford, England. And, of course, probably too late to advertise it, but I know that that's just going to be an awesome, awesome time. I got Dwayne Sheriff with me. He's been there for the last 3 years, I believe. And I tell you, we've seen crowds over in the U.K. of over 3,000 last year. And this year, our enrollment, our registration was double what it was last year. So I'm expecting that that's just going to be a great, great meeting. So our helpline will be closed in both the U.S. and in the U.K. But, of course, you can always go to our website 24/7 and you can get any of the products that we're offering. And it would be a blessing to you. I've been teaching for the last couple of weeks about a hardened heart. And I tell you, this is a teaching that God has just used to really establish some things in me. This is a fundamental, foundational teaching. And if you haven't gotten this teaching, I encourage you to please get it. As far as I know, I'm planning on ending this series of Friday of this week. And so this week will be the last time I make this offer over our television programs, but it's really important that you get it. This is one of the most foundational truths, hardness of heart, that God has ever shown me. And on our programs last week, I was teaching some of the most profound things that God has ever shown me. I say that about everything I teach, but I don't teach things that are, you know, external, I don't know what you call it, just fluff. I only teach the things that are real foundational truths, things that God has spoken directly to me. And this is one of the most important things I've ever gotten. Real quickly, let me just say that I've been teaching on hardness of heart. What I'm talking about, the word hardness here means to be cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding to God. And the first thing I did was just describe that this isn't just talking to people who are God haters. You could love God with all of your heart and still have hardness of your heart in certain areas. So I described what that is. It's just basically sensitivity. Whatever you are sensitive to is what is going to dominate you. And the things that you may know, but if you aren't sensitive to them, if you aren't being dominated by them, you have become hardened to those things. And I really believe that most Christians have a lot of knowledge about God and about the things of God, but they aren't sensitive to it. They are more sensitive to what a doctor says than they are to what the Word of God says. They're more sensitive to what the banker says or your checkbook says than you are the Scriptures that promise you prosperity. They are more sensitive to what their mate has to say, what other people have to say. They are more men pleasers than they are God pleasers. And I know that that's quite an indictment, but I really believe that that's true of the vast majority of Christians, that we are so saturated, so, just plunged into this secular world that we live in, that all of the attitudes and all of the politically correctness and all of this kind of stuff dominates more people, more Christians, than the Word of God does. We are more sensitive to and dominated by those things. So we described what a hardened heart was, then we talked about what causes it. I'm going to be talking about the cure for a hardened heart all of this week, but before we can really understand the cure, you've got to understand what causes a hardened heart. And we went back to Mark chapter 6 in verse 52, where it says that their heart was hardened because they considered not the miracle of the loaves. And I made some statements here that whatever you consider the most is what your heart is going to be sensitive to. Whatever you fail to consider, your heart becomes hardened to. And again, many Christians know some things about God, but they really do not consider the things of God as much as they consider all of the natural things and all of the stuff that the world is saying. And because of it, our hearts are insensitive, cold, unfeeling, unyielding towards God. Again, that is a huge statement, but whatever you consider, focus your attention upon, is what you are going to be dominated by. And last week, I made this point. I could re-preach this, but I'm just going to say it and move on. But last week, I was pointing out in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15, that it says that Abraham and Sarah would have been tempted to return to the land they came out of if they would have been thinking on it. And I made this point that you cannot be tempted with something that you don't think. So one of the keys to the Christian life is to keep our minds stayed upon God, focused upon God. And all we will be tempted to do is to obey and to follow God. But sadly, most Christians are way too considerate of all of the junk that the world has to say. We pay a lot of money to have, programs piped into our home that show sexually explicit stuff, that hatred, anger, bitterness. If nothing else, the news just takes all of the bad stuff happening in the entire world and just puts it in front of you on a constant basis. And there are many Christians that think that they just cannot survive a day without hearing all of the rotten stuff that is happening all around the world. They are just plugged into this. And whatever you consider, you become sensitive to. Even if you know that God has given you peace and that He loves you, if everything in the world is about chaos and anger and bitterness and killing and all of these things, you are going to lose your peace. Or the opposite of this is what Isaiah 26:3 says. It says, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. You could say who is considering Him, because whatever you consider, you're going to become sensitive to. Whatever you fail to consider, you'll become hardened to. The Lord will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him because he trusts in Him. And so we just have to understand these things, that whatever your focus is, that's what you're going to be sensitive to. Whatever you fail to focus on, again, you don't have to forget it. You might have the information, but if you fail to focus upon it, your heart is going to become hardened to it. Man, those are awesome, awesome statements. So what I want to begin to do, after all of those things being said, I want to show you how you can cure this situation. You can actually take the things that I've been teaching about a hardened heart. Most of it I've been talking about how we become hardened towards God and sensitive towards the world. We can actually reverse this process to where you can become so sensitive to God that you are so hardened towards the world that you honestly don't know how to get into fear and doubt and unbelief. And I know some of you right now are thinking, oh, that's impossible. Man, I could just fall into fear and unbelief and bitterness and unforgiveness in a heartbeat. It takes so much effort to stay sensitive to God. That's because of our focus. Because we are so focused and so exposed to all of this stuff of the world, that probably is a true statement for most people. But I'm telling you, your heart is just going to follow whatever your focus is on. And if we get to where we refocus on God and spend not only quality but quantity time focused on God, you can become so sensitive to God that you just naturally have love, joy, and peace, that you naturally believe God, and that you naturally hear God, and you just don't even know how to hear the voice of the devil. That is not only possible, that is a positive thing that every single person watching this program can do. The problem is, it's not going to happen instantly. You aren't going to watch this one program, have me wave my hand over you, and then boom, you're going to be sensitive to God and everything's going to be fine. This is a process, and most people will not go through the process. They won't go to the effort of doing this. But I'm telling you, you can build up momentum, and over a period of time, you can get to where you're so in love with God and so focused on God and listening to God so much that it just becomes natural. It becomes easy to walk in the things of God, and it becomes hard to seek after the devil. You know, I'm going to be ministering from Matthew 17, but right before I get into that, let me just share. This is a truth that the Lord has shown with me, and I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on it, but hopefully I can convey this in very quick order. But the Christian life, you build up momentum. If you keep seeking the Lord, if you keep putting God first, and don't do it just like for 30 minutes a day, and then the rest of the day you live your life however you want to. But I mean, if all day every day you just seek God, and you do it not just for one day or over a weekend, but you just do it day after day after day. Over a period of time, you build up momentum, and you get to where you are moving at such a speed that you can't just stop when a problem happens. I pray that you understand what I'm saying. You know, you could compare this to a car. If a car is just barely moving, I mean the thing is just barely rolling forward, you could have a little rock or something, you know, get in front of the wheel and it would stop it and it wouldn't have the momentum to get over it. But if that car is going 100 miles an hour, you could put a brick wall in front of it, and I guarantee you it may crash, but it would go through that brick wall. It might do a lot of damage to that car, but I'm saying it just would keep going. You could put obstacles in front of it, and it would bounce over them or through them or whatever. A lot of it has to do with the momentum you have. In the Christian life, you can set your heart on the things of God, and if you will do it day after day after day. Some people see, look at this and look at it as a negative. Well, you're talking about it's going to take me a month. It's going to take me a year. It's going to take me multiple years of seeking God to reach this place of maturity. But instead of looking at it as a negative to get there, you can look at it as a positive. That if you do this over a period of time, that you just can't stop serving God. You can't quit rejoicing in the things of the Lord when something bad happens once you've built up this momentum. And that actually becomes a positive thing. You know, I have been seeking the Lord since I was 8 years old. That's when I got born again. When I was 18 is when I started seeking the Lord with all of my heart. And so it's now been 47 years that I have been seeking God with all of my heart. As a matter of fact, the day that this program is being aired, is in May, but the day that I'm making it is March the 23rd, and that is the exact 47th anniversary of the night that God just totally changed my life. And for 47 years, I've been seeking God. And because of it, I have built up a momentum in my Christian life that I believe I could be capable of anything that anybody else is capable of. I really believe that. I don't believe that any of us are just somehow or another immune to, you know, sin, bad attitudes, all of these kind of things. But I'm not capable of it today because I have been seeking God so much. My heart has become sensitive to God that I believe I could harden my heart towards God. I believe that I could turn against God the same as anybody has. We have a lot of people in history who at one time were really passionate about the things of God, but over a period of time they became cold and they wind up going another direction. So I believe it can happen to anybody, but it can't happen to me today because I have been seeking God, and for 47 years I have put God first in my life, and I've got a momentum built up that I just can't turn and go the other direction. Today, I might be able over a period of time, I don't know how long it would take, whether it takes 6 months or a year or multiple years, if I quit seeking God and quit loving God and quit establishing my heart in the things of God, I could eventually turn against God, but I can't do it today because I have been seeking God with my whole heart. And it's just like a car or something. When you're going 100 miles an hour, you can't just make a U-turn instantly. You have to, it takes a long time to slow down and eventually make that turn. If you're just barely moving, you can make a U-turn, you know, nearly instantly. Likewise, people that haven't been seeking God, their heart isn't established in the things of God. There are people that just today, they don't intend to, but if the right circumstances, or you could say the wrong circumstances, were to happen to them today. If a person was to approach them today, say a woman just threw herself at you and you didn't intend it, you didn't wake up in the morning thinking, I'm going to go commit adultery, but if you haven't been seeking God and if your heart isn't established, there are some people watching this program that if the wrong circumstances were to happen to you today, you could just go commit adultery. You could wind up going and getting drunk. You could wind up going and doing drugs. You could wind up turning against God because you haven't been establishing your heart. Your heart is still too sensitive to this world and all of these things. But you can turn this process around, and you can get to seeking God and get your heart so established on the things of God that ultimately, yes, anybody could turn against the Lord if you just consistently over a period of time harden your heart. But you can be so committed and so focused on God today, you can build up such momentum that you cannot turn against the Lord today. And I know what I'm saying is completely foreign to many people, and that is an indication of how hardened your heart is towards God. I'm telling you, the same process that makes people so insensitive towards God and so sensitive and so dominated and so tempted to move in the direction that the world is drawing them, that same process that has made this to where the average Christian is, you know, struggling to keep from living in sin, that same process that made your heart so insensitive to God and so sensitive to all of these things in the world, we can turn that around and make it so that our heart is so focused upon God that you don't have any desire to sin. You don't have any desire to go that way. If a tragedy was to happen in your life, again, you can't just stop loving God and serving God. Even if somebody dies, even if the doctor tells you you're going to die, if your business fails, if your finance fails, if your marriage fails, you can build up such a love. Your heart can become so established on the things of God that you just can't quit loving God. You can't quit serving God regardless of what's put in your way. I tell you, I love that. I love it. I think that that is powerful. And there's a lot of Christians that do not have that concept. They are living so close to the edge that the slightest little wind could blow them over and they could wind up falling and quitting and stuff. I'm telling you, that is not the way that God intends us to live. Man, God wants you to be so passionate and your heart set on God to such a degree that you just, I mean, it is so far over there to sin and to rebel at God that it would take you a long time to cross that line. If you could imagine a little line being drawn right here, and over here is sin, over here is serving God, most people will get as close to it as they can. That you'll say things like, well, you know, it's not really sin to watch television, which I don't believe it is. I just believe that most of the stuff on television is sin. But you can't say that watching television is sin. And so people will sit there and they will just live. They will spend 5, 6, 10 hours a day watching television. And they say, but I'm watching the good stuff. But they are just so close that, man, it doesn't take much for them to fall across this line and get to indulging their flesh and stuff. If this is the line, I want to get so far over this way that, praise God, when I get carnal, what I do is go watch 1 hour's worth of television. That'd be my carnality. It'd be so far from being over here just totally watching X-rated, R-rated stuff. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to criticize people for things, but I'm just saying that people, their heart isn't fixed on God. It's not established on God. Because of it, their heart is way too sensitive to the things of the world, and the world just has more of a draw, more of a pull on them than what it ever should. And it's us that has given Satan that access to us because our heart isn't fixed on the things of God. You know, David said in Psalms chapter 57, he says, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praises unto you. And if you look at the subscript of that 57th Psalm, that was written when he was in the cave hiding from Saul. And Saul came into this cave and his men said, this is your day. Kill Saul. Take the kingdom. And he thought about it. He actually cut off a little bit of Saul's robe, showing that he had access to him. He could have killed him. And when Saul walked out of the cave, then David walked out and fell on his face and said, here's part of your robe. I could have killed you, but my heart is fixed. I am going to praise God. His heart was fixed. That word fixed there is the word we get established from. It literally is talking about like you pour concrete, and as it hardens, it becomes stiff. Did you know I used to pour concrete for a living? And when you first pour it, it is pliable. You can move it. You can take a shovel. You can scoop it. You can do all kinds of things. But you let that concrete become fixed established, and you're going to have to take a jackhammer to it to get that stuff out. Your heart is like that. You can become fixed on the things of God to where you are just so focused on God, so committed to God with your whole heart that nothing is going to change you. None of us start that way. When we start, our heart is soft and it's pliable, but you can fix your heart, as David said, and focus on God. And when you do that, then your heart becomes established, fixed. You know, I could turn over to 2 Chronicles chapter 12, I believe it is, verse 14, and it says that Rehoboam did evil because he fixed not his heart upon the Lord, because his heart wasn't established upon the Lord. And the reason people do evil is because their heart isn't fixed. It isn't focused. It's not committed to God. They are playing around. They are opening their heart up to all kinds of things that they never should have opened it up to. And because of that, again, going back to Hebrews 11:15, that you can't be tempted with what you don't think. If we would quit thinking all of these things, if we would quit watching and listening and reading things that bring temptation to us and expose us to all of this, and if we were to just meditate on the Word day and night and fix our heart upon God, your heart would become so established on the things of God, it'd be like concrete. It'd just be set and you couldn't deviate from it. I think that's awesome. You know, this is the way that I live my life. I'm just seeking God with my whole heart. I'm thinking on the things of God. And I, you know, when I get around unbelievers, I sometimes just think, man, it's like I am in a different world. And I am. My heart is focused on the things of God. I went on a cruise with my wife. My staff bought us one of these cruises. And, you know, you eat with all of these other people. And I tell you, I just could not fit in with everybody else. We would sit with these people, and one night they said, all right, everybody talk about what your favorite liquor is. And everybody went around talking about all of these things. They got to me, and I say, I've never taken a drink of liquor in my life. I've never done any of this stuff. And boy, immediately it just killed everything. Then they go around talking about what's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you. And I talked about my son being raised from the dead after being dead for 4 hours, and immediately it just killed everything. Nobody else had talked. Every time I sat at a table, I just killed whatever conversation was going on. I didn't intend to. It's just that I don't know. My whole life is absorbed with God. It doesn't make me fit in real good in a company of unbelievers when you go to a place and they're all getting drunk and stuff. I'm the odd man out. But I tell you what, I don't have the depression, the sickness, the disease, the poverty, and stuff that they do. I'm telling you, you can fix your heart on the things of God so that, praise God, you just don't know how to relate to anything except God. And I think that's a superior way to live. Well, I'm out of time. I spent all day today just summarizing what we've been talking about in the past. But tomorrow I'm going to start talking about how do you get your heart fixed like this and established. I encourage you to listen in. Also, please get this book entitled Hardness of Heart. I also have it in CD and DVD. I know it would be a blessing to you, and I encourage you to please call or write. Remember, our helpline in the UK and the U.S. is closed today, but you can go to our website to request these materials. Please listen to our announcer, and then please respond today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Hardness of Heart is available on a live teaching 4-CD set or on a 3-DVD set as seen on TV. You can also get this teaching in book form. Each of these valuable resources are available for a gift of any amount. This entire series is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net to see all the ways you can get this teaching. Our helpline is closed today to allow our employees to celebrate the holiday, but you can always visit our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of ministry resources available to you. If you prefer, you can order materials by writing us. Use the address on your screen. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In the month of June, he'll be in Woodland Park, Colorado for the Caris Business Summit, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ypsilanti, Michigan, Toronto, Ontario, and then again in Woodland Park for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference. In July, he'll be in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and in Durant, Oklahoma. And in August, he'll be in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park for the Healing is Here Conference, and in Chicago, Illinois. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
It's your spirit that was changed when you got born again. It was created in righteousness and true holiness. And then according to Ephesians 1:13, you were immediately sealed by the Holy Spirit, vacuum packed. The Holy Spirit has encased your perfect born again spirit. If you are committed to God and following God, I'm telling you, you're a success if you're being sold into slavery. You're a success if you've been lied about and put in prison. God is pleased with you. God loves you. He's more pleased with you than what any of us know.
It was like I had no reason anymore to be sick, to have pain, to be fearful.
I thought that I was not good enough, that God could not forgive me everything that I've done in my life. But then I came into the teaching of Andrew Womack, and I saw it on YouTube on one series about the true nature of God, and it changed my life forever.
And I just want to thank Andrew Womack for all what he has preaching, and what a blessing to the whole world.
I'd like to invite you to come and spend a great week with us in Colorado at our new facilities in Woodland Park. On June the 29th through July the 3rd, we're going to have our Summer Family Bible Conference. And we call it that because not only do we have ministry to the adults, but we have children and youth ministry. It's a great time. And it's just a full week. We have morning and evening sessions. In the morning, primarily, it's our Bible college instructors ministering. I'm ministering every evening. And it's just going to be a great time in our beautiful new facility in Woodland Park. So remember, it's June the 29th through July the 3rd, right here at our facilities in Woodland Park, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.